If you have a copy of God's Word, we're going to be in Matthew chapter number 5, and we're going to be reading verse 14 through 16 tonight. Before we get into that, you remember our first class that we had, it was on first things are first, you're saved. Memory verse was Ephesians chapter number 2, 8 through 9. Sister Molly, she quoted that verse for us and knew that. You still know it, Sister Molly? Amen. Amen. Then lesson two, we share the gospel. You share that gospel, the transformation that God's made in your life, Matthew 28, 19 through 20. Brother Eric, he was able to quote that. You still know it, Brother Eric? Praise God. Hallelujah. And then tonight, as we're getting closer, lesson three was you study. The key verse to memorize was 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 15. And Kaylee's friend over here, Kyler, he come to me tonight. And he said, I know that verse. And I said, you know it? I said, yeah. I said, how long have you known it? He said, well, I've been working on it. I said, do you want to say it? Come on, y'all. Don't act like, say, well, preacher, you're awful tough on him. You're awful. Hey, this world ain't easy. Kyler, you know it? Kyler, come on up here. See, I let Brother Eric stay back there. I let Sister, it's Kaylee's friend. Brother Kyler, you know it?
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2, 15.
Amen. Hey, listen, I didn't make him learn it. I just throwed it out there. Just shot like a shotgun. Now you've had these verses and you memorize them or not, and I would say the majority ain't memorized them because that's what we do. We got it on paper, that's good enough. But listen, Satan will rob that from you. There's one thing he'll never steal from you, son, besides your salvation, okay? And that's 2 Timothy 2:15. You'll know that the rest of your life. When I was a youth pastor years ago, I would take kids out if they got born again, and I would sit down with them, me and my wife, and we would go over and we would teach them Scripture and man, all kind of things. And people say, well, why are you doing Scripture? Because that word is the most important thing you can put in your life. It is the Word of God. So we got 2 Timothy 2:15, and then tonight we come with lesson number 4, and I want to share with you tonight that you shine before God. You need to shine for God tonight. You need to shine. You don't need to be a dull, desperate, doom and gloom Christian, because nobody wants to be a part of that. I want you to be a one that shines tonight. I want you to be one that is glowing for Jesus tonight. Amen? If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence His reading tonight. Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 14. Matthew 5, verse number 14, the Bible says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. In verse number 16, this is Garrett Barnes' favorite memory verse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Father, we love you. We praise you. We glorify you tonight. Lord, all the prayer requests that's been around this room tonight, Lord, I ask you to reach down and touch them. I pray tonight for Sister Judy's family, Lord God, our family, Father, here at this church, our church family, Lord God. Miss Judy's going to be laid to rest tomorrow, Father, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you comfort that family. You be with us tomorrow as we'll be able to share an encouraging word with them. Lord, I'm asking you to do a mighty work. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you. I thank you for the ones that's learned the memory verses these last 4 weeks, Lord God, that they put them into memory. They put them into their heart. They put them into their mind. They put them into their soul. The Bible says, thy word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. And Lord, I thank you for that tonight. I praise you for that. Lord, I pray that you bless this study tonight. I ask it in no other name but the name of Jesus, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. You shine for God. And tonight as we get here, I just want to do this. We've done come to the place that you're saved, you share, you study, and now you shine. And the more you study, the more you ought to be able to shine for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe this. I just said it in my prayer. That word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. The more word that you put in, the less sinning you're going to do. I believe that tonight. The more word that you put in, that's more warfare that you've got, more ammunition you got against Satan, the more you've got in your life that you can use when trials and tribulations and temptation comes. You can shoot right back with the Word of God. You don't have to wait. You don't have to look it up. You can shoot it right back. And that key verse to memorize this week would be this. Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Memorize means this. You're going to get this before we get done. Memorize means to know, to learn, and to keep forever. You've got that in your memory verse. You've got that in your bank. You've got that in your mind, and you understand it tonight. But according to the Word of God, what kind of light must we be? According to the Word of God here, what kind of light must we be in this dark world that we live in? I want to share with you as we go through this. Number one, I see tonight, we ought to be and we must be a guiding light. And to be a guiding light tonight, he says, let your light so shine. So we know that tonight. But he said, you are the light of the world. And to be the light of the world, we ought to make an impact. You say, preacher, this old world's wicked and dark. Yeah, then you ought to be able to stand out more than ever. If it's so dark as we think it is and so wicked and people are so ungodly, we ought to stick out more than ever in any generation. We ought to stick out. We ought to be like Noah. We ought to stick out. Can I get an amen? We ought to be able to stick out. We ought to be a guiding light. Look in verse number 14. A guiding light makes an impact no matter where it shines. It makes an impact. A guiding light sticks out and cannot be hid. He says in verse number 14, ye are a light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. You say, well, if I'm going to be that light, how am I going to be that light? Number one, it's going to impact your walk. When you're the light for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, it's going to impact your walk. You're not going to walk the way you used to walk when you're shining for Him. Ephesians 5:8 says, for you were sometimes in darkness. Sometime you were in darkness, but now no longer are you in darkness. No more longer do you walk in that darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Now we make an impact in our walk, the way we walk, the way we go about. We make an impact. We're that guiding light, but not only in our walk, but in our talk. Ephesians 5:12, the Bible says, for it is shame to even speak of those things which are done of them in secret. There are some things in our life that as a Christian we ought not even talk about. It ought not even come off our mouth, off of our lips tonight. If our walk is making an impact in the world we live in, our walk and our talk must line up with the Word of God. I see tonight it is a guiding light tonight. It guides us everywhere we go. But also tonight, I want to give you this, it's a giving light. If that light's going to guide people and they're going to be able to see Jesus no matter where they go or what they do in your life, and they can look at you, it ought to give light wherever you go. And the illustration that's given tonight, look in verse number 15. You are the light of the world in verse 14, and you cannot be hid. Tonight, you say, preacher, I don't know about that. I'm telling you tonight, if you'll shine for Jesus, you won't be hid. You'll be able to stick out in this world. But in 15, he says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And tonight, I want to share this with you. You see the impact as a guiding light in verse 14. But in verse number 15, you see that giving light. And here is the illustration that the Bible gives. Men don't light a candle. I wrote this down. Men don't light a candle and then cover it up. If your power goes off at your home, and you get out the candle and you go to light a candle and it's dark in your home, why would you light that candle then cover it up? How foolish. How foolish would it be for somebody to get born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, and not let their light shine? That is our number one job, is to let our light shine. You say, well, I thought it was to be soul winning. Hey, even if you don't never win nobody to Jesus, if you'll shine, somebody will want Him. Amen? Somebody will want what Jesus is doing if you'll just be a good illustration. You may be the only Jesus somebody ever sees, Him living inside of you. Men don't light a candle and then cover it up. How foolish to cover up a candle. It would go out. And I wrote this question down, and I hope everybody can see this from where you're sitting. Can you see on this side over here? Man, I do poor illustrations, but in my mind, I just know what when I read the book what it does. So how foolish it would be that if somebody would let God start a fire inside of them and then they cover it up or hide it under a bushel. Have you ever been to a place and you knew to share or you knew to shine and you didn't, and how you felt when you left? Boy, you felt like you was not very, you just felt bad, okay? So here's the thing. This is a pretty little candle here. Got a good smell. A very good candle. I don't smoke, by the way. Amen. I wanted to. Man, I wanted to smoke cigarettes so bad when I was growing up. Man, I'm telling you what, I'd light them up and try to smoke, and I just couldn't inhale them. And I don't know why, but I just couldn't. But anyway, I don't know where that is, but I'll just give you that tonight. So I just couldn't do that. But tonight, I got this tonight. And I told Brandy, I said, it's late, but I need an illustration. I need you to help me. And here is this candle tonight. And Jesus Christ, He lights you. I know this tonight, and just in my life, as a light tonight, and it's supposed to shine and give light. I do know this, that wind will blow a light out. Wind that it blows. You let the wind blow real hard, it'll blow it out. You say, well, preacher, wind makes fire get strong and really, but when it's real little, wind will blow a fire out in a hurry. Can I say to you, something wet will blow a fire out. Man, I've been in services, Brother Bradley, where the Holy Ghost has been blowing through there, and then you let somebody throw a wet blanket on it. Amen. I've been in them services, man. I'm telling you what, where it's time for invitation. It's time to see if anybody will come see the Lord, and then somebody get up and do something, and it just cut the whole spirit completely out of that place. But also know this, not only is the wind is something wet, but if you cover up what God has done in your life, it will go out. The light that you have, now you can still be saved, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, and not have a bit of shine about you. Man, I know some dull Christians. Every time you get around them, it ain't nothing but doom and gloom, son. You better run the other way unless you want to be depressed when you get away from them. Amen. I like that one when everything's going wrong and everything's upside down and you don't know what to do. And they say, glory to God, God's on my side. Amen. I like, that's who I like being around. But you can't choose who you're around. You just get around, folks. But let me show you this. So here I am, little bitty, not big at all, not big at all the world I live in. And here's the big old world that I live in. And I'm telling you what, I'm trying to let my light shine and do everything God's called me to do. But then I get to a place where I want to hide it. And I don't want to be that impact that God's called me to be. And I don't want to be that billboard that everybody's reading that He is a child of God. Because when you let people know that you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, you start shining, there'll be a target on your back. So here's what happens. And I want you to get this, because I may not illustrate it good, but I want you to get this. Instantly, your fire won't go out when you cover it up. Instantly, it won't go out. It won't. It's first got to suck all the oxygen out of you. Like you've got nothing left. Suck everything out of you. You've got no wind left in your sail. You are dry. Look, when you first allow the cares of this world, okay, the cares of this world, you were shining when you first got saved, man. I'm talking about, I mean, you're just pretty. I'm talking about decorative, look good. I'm talking about when you walk in the building, you know how that's what they say. Son, they walked in, they quoting scripture, they popping everywhere, they just loving Jesus, nothing making them mad, nothing upsetting them. You can't do nothing to make them mad. Because the cares of the world ain't come yet to choke them out. The things of this life hadn't come yet to that newborn Christian. But this big old world that we live in, full of all kind of problems and trials and tribulations. I was talking to Sister Kim a while ago. I hope you don't get mad at me for using this. Me and her, not a lot of light, but we had one thing in common, she said. She said when she was 20, she didn't give a rip, basically. She didn't care who she hurt or who she made mad. I said, I'm 45. Now I'm playing. But I said, when I was in my 20s, I felt that way. But now, as I'm a walking child of God, I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want to hurt nobody. I want my light to shine and encourage somebody. But the cares of this world, he said, your light shine. The cares of this world, when you start covering up, you're going to burn. You're going to still burn for a little while. You're still going to do good for a little while. Because there's a little bit of oxygen still left. The illustration is here. Why would a man let God light him up and then cover himself up? Cover up. See, he's still a burning. You're still burning on the inside, trying to burn through the cares of this world, trying to burn through the things that's going on. But the more oxygen that gets sucked out of you, the less light that you got in your life. That little light there, it's a burning. It's doing all it can do. It's burning everything on the inside. Right now, everything in you might be burning. You might be saying, preacher, I don't know. That thing will get so low. And unless you remove the cares of this, oh, glory. Unless you remove the cares of this world, man, I'm telling you what, nobody will see your light for Jesus. Unless you remove the cares of this world and say, Lord, I want you to light a fire in me. Light something in me that the whole world may be able to see, may be able to understand that I am your child. But Lord, I understand that the cares of this world, listen to me, man, I'm telling you. I'm talking to you tonight as your pastor. Let your light shine. Let it shine. The folks who want to throw water on you, get away from them. You've got a light to shine. You've got people that you need to be guiding with your light. You need to be glowing. You need to let people see Jesus. And if you're not careful, here's what will happen. That same cares of this world will choke you back out. You say, that's so simple. But that's the truth. That's so simple. That's the truth. You're on fire 1 minute and the cares of this world will cover you up the next. Your flame that was burning, your flame that was good, your flame that was great, your flame that you didn't think would ever burn out, your flame you told everybody you loved Jesus, you was a shining light set on a hill for the world to see. It ain't long, you'll burn, slap out. But I want to show you this. And you say, preacher, don't let that thing burn all the way out. Listen to me, it's up to you to take it off. That thing is so little, nothing there. If you're not careful, you won't be nothing but smoke. There'll be no fire. You won't have a bit of fire, a bit of joy, or a bit of light. You won't be doing nothing but blowing smoke. When that fire got to the end and it went out, you know what it was doing? It was starving. It was hungry for something else to breathe inside of it. Tonight, can I say to you, don't you get to where your fire burns out. Don't you get to the place where it burns all the way out, where it burns out, and you just dull as dull can be. But guess what? You still got a wick. Glory to God, somebody. But you know what? That candle can't light itself back. That candle can't light itself back. It didn't start its fire, and it can't light itself back. It's got to have a fire source. And his fire source is Jesus. He said, let your light so shine. Let it shine. What good? It don't do a bit of good, preacher. You don't know who's in the darkness need to see the light. You don't know who's in such a dark place that they need to see the light. You don't need to know who to see Brother Kyler get up today and say, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You don't know who need to hear that tonight. You don't know who other in here, young kids in here, say, hey, I need to hear that tonight. I need to know somebody will learn that tonight. You don't never know. You say, preacher, what's the big deal about that? Let your light shine. I say we should be a guiding light. We should be a giving light. Men don't light a candle, then cover it up. How foolish to cover up a candle. It would go out. Why? Because there's no oxygen. It takes the air out of you just as like old Satan does. Let that light shine. Let me move on here. I want to show you this. Not only a guiding light, a giving light, but a glowing light in verse number 16. Here's what he says. Let your light so shine before men. Let it shine. Man, if I can tell you anything tonight, let it shine. Man, let it shine. You know why I keep my vehicle so shiny, Brother Roy? Not because I do like clean vehicle, but I shine them things. About every Saturday, I wash all three of them. Mine, Kaylee's, and Brandy. What does that guy do with anything? I shine it. Because when I get ready to sell it, somebody will want to buy it. If that thing's covered up in mud and dirty and the front tire's hanging off and the bumper's hanging off, I get ready to sell it. They ain't going to want to stay away from that. That thing right there has got no value. Let me tell you. If I'm walking around stepping on my lip, pooched out, mad, upset, and I try to sell Jesus to somebody, they ain't going to want that Jesus. But if I'm walking around letting my light shine, and I say, by the way, let me tell you about Jesus. You know what they're going to say? They're going to listen. They're going to hear. They don't want to hear our problems. They want to hear our solution. In his name's Jesus. Let me just move on here. I see not only is a guiding light, a giving light, but a glowing light in verse number 16. And what does that light do? Not only is it impact, and there's illustration that we get out of this, but there's also illumination. How bright this light is. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. You got a reason to let your light shine. Why? So they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. 2 Corinthians 4:6, the Bible said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Where does our light come from? From the face of Jesus Christ. If he lives inside of you, he should be shining out. Proverbs 4:18, the Bible says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. You shine more and more. As a Christian, you shouldn't, if you've been saved 20 years, you ought to be shining more now than you did the first day you got saved. You should be shining more and more. Why is that glowing light such a big deal? Because it is a light for God. That light that you've got inside of you is to shine because it's a light for God. It's a light that people sees. You say, what kind of light is that, preacher? It's an immaculate light. Immaculate. Beautiful. Bright. Glowing. No doubt exactly what's going on. Glowing light. Flawless. There's no error in it. But here's the thing. I want you to get this. The only way to be a light for God is for God to be in you. The only way to be a light for God is God's got to be in you. I'm telling you right now, I've seen a lot in my life. I've seen a lot in the last several months. And I'm telling you, I'm worried about the light that's inside of folks. A lot of it's smoke and it's got no fire. You can take a bunch of leaves that are wet, and you can take them leaves, and I've learned this, you can take them wet leaves, you can put up as much fire as you want to, and you can fan it, all you want to fan it, all you get out of it is. You can take that pile of leaves, and you can fan it, and you have a bunch of smoke, but that don't mean there's any fire there. It means there's a little bit of heat there. Adrian Rogers said, emotion without devotion is nothing more than commotion. If I jump up and down and run these pews and run across them and there's no devotion in my life, if I come into a service and that's nothing but hoopla and build you up and then let it down when you walk out, it's nothing more than commotion. That's what ball games do. People pay big things for entertainment. Church is not, listen to me, church is not entertainment. Well, I want to be, we're not here to entertain. We're here to inform you. Except a man repent, Brother Bradley, as you said the other night. Except a man repent, he shall likewise perish. When it becomes an entertainment, it destroys what God is trying to do. There's only one person that ought to be a bright and shining light, and that's Jesus Christ. And when he lives through you, you let your light shine. I'm worried about in the world we live in, so much smoke and very little fire. I'll say this to you tonight. I said this to Miss Patsy today. At Miss Judy's house, she had fire. Brother Jerry Norris, he had fire. Man, I can go on and I'd leave somebody out. Brother Johnny, Sister Mavis, they had fire. They had fire. It was all over them. So were they old, preacher? Yeah, that fire was there. It was evident on their life. They finished their course. They didn't start and drop out. They finished. Paul said, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Not for me only, but all those that love his appearing. It's there. Folks, listen to me tonight. If you're on fire 1 minute and you're down the next, on fire 1 minute and down the next, see what's making you go up and down. Make sure. I'd rather be right here just chugging right along than all of a sudden... Them ups and downs will wear you out. Them ups and downs will wear you out. You let your light shine. The only way we can be a light is that God lives in us. Look at this as we're going through our study here tonight. I got to hurry. Let me go on through here. Look what he says. The only way to be a light for God is for God to be in you. Because God is light. Did y'all know that tonight? God is light. 1 John 1, 5 through 7 says this. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared to you that God, this is Bible now, that God is light. The only way you can be the light of the world is him living in you. Because he is light. And in him is no darkness at all. There's not even a shadow in heaven. Oh, glory. There's not even a shadow where God is because he's all light. I throw his hand up, a shadow. Why? Because... darkness. Can you imagine anywhere you've ever been anywhere where there was light and there's no shadow? That's bright. And that's what God is. He said God is light and in him is no darkness, no shadow at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, now we say we have this and we walk in darkness, we lie. If you've not got a bit of light in you, we make ourselves a liar. Not goodness. Not being good. I know a lot of good people. Not being good, but having the light of Jesus. Look what he says tonight. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. There are two songs, I wrote this down. There's two songs that remind me of God's light. That reminds me of God's light. I got this candle still burning here. I'm not a bright light. I know I'm not. I'm not a bright light. But I am one light. I'm one light. And I don't know if it's because they've opened my chest up or what, but I'm wanting to shine brighter than ever. I told them up there at Knoxville the other night, I don't want to get up and just talk. I'm ready to preach. And here's my reason why. Because I'm on borrowed time. You say, oh, preacher, we're all on borrowed time. I'm really on borrowed time. I don't know how much longer I got, but I want it to be for Jesus. And I want my light to shine. I want it to shine. I want to be a light that guides people toward Jesus. I want to be a light that gives light where people can see Jesus. I want to be a glowing light because God lives inside of me. And I'm reminded of this little song, this little light of mine. You say, come on. Let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Bible, this is Bible. Don't get away from the old songs. Don't get away from the old hymns. Listen to me, it's Bible all in it, wrapped up all in it. And you say, preacher, that's a kid's song. Is it? Is it a kid's song? Is it? Now let's go to the next verse. Man, this just gets old. I can't help it. I can't help it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a... Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. A man don't light a candle and hide it under a... It's what the Bible says. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Won't let Satan. Won't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. That's just a kid's song. Why are you letting him blow it out? That's just a kid's song. Why are you putting it under a bushel? It's just a kid's song, but it's Bible. You make sure what you're listening to is Bible. You make sure who you're listening to preach is Bible. Well, I like his tone. I like how he delivers. I like how he... Don't you get caught up in what you like. You get caught up in what the book says. Just say it. I just get excited. And then I got another song that this gets all over me. I go around the house singing, this little light of mine. Kaylee will jump in. Brandy will jump in. We just sang this little light. Ryder's on the pew right now, but he's going to jump in. He's going to jump in. He's still under the age of accountability, but he's going to jump in one day. Why? Because we're going to let our light shine. No matter what this world throws at us, you listen to me, we're going to let our light shine. You hear me? Well, we need some daddies in here right now. He says, listen to me, I don't care. I'm going to let my light shine. If my kids don't like it, they just going to have to like it because we're going to let it shine at home. We're going to let it shine everywhere we go. We're going to let a light shine. And the only way to let your light shine, look here, look at this. Another little song gets me going is, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning to the break of day. Y'all remember them songs? Where are they at? I told you last week, we must study. And if the Ten Commandments ain't a big deal, why do we fight to try to get them in our schools? If the Ten Commandments is not a big deal, why are we worried about them getting took out of our courthouses? If the Ten Commandments, so if our light needs to shine, why are we taking out this little light of mine? If we were to let our light shine, why are we taking out? Why are we taken out? Give me oil in my lamp to keep me burning. till the break of day. I'm going to share this with you as we move on. He says, let your light so shine, in verse number 16, before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. I know Miss Jean Sproul's in church with us tonight. You don't think I'm kidding, Miss Jean. We was coming home yesterday from the mountains, and we was coming home. We got talking about Luke on the way home. And Luke's one of his favorite sayings that he'd say. And I ain't saying this because you hear. I talk about him all the time when you ain't over here. He helped mold me. I didn't have a daddy. And no other man. I mean, he's just a man that'd stand up to you. He didn't care what you thought. He'd just tell you like it was. I quit so many times. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, he'd be beating on that old single wire. Hey, it's time to go to work. I quit. Nuh-uh, come on back. No, I've quit. I'm not going back. See, we need people like that in the church. I says, no, I've quit. And somebody says, no, you ain't quit. You're going back. I don't want to go back. You're getting back in there. See, he wouldn't take no for an answer. There's been so many times I quit. I'd get up, alarm clock go off. Brandon said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to work. She said, why? I said, because he's going to be here in a little bit if I don't go. Miss Jean, am I not telling the truth? If he ain't Royce Cooper is, he's going to send him up here. But here's one thing that I admired about him. Is he had a saying. He said, one monkey don't stop no show. One monkey, one person don't stop no show. But he would use the phrase, the circus will go on. And we got coming home, and I told her, we met somebody that's worked there all of his life. We met him. And I said, one thing about it over there. When you went to work, everything didn't rely on you. This kind of boss he was, this kind of leader he was, you knew how to do everything there. You knew how to build. You knew how to run a saw. You knew how to run a gun. You knew how to do everything there. Why? Because if the other man was not carrying his load or was not there or did not show up, he just moved you right over there. It kept going on. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is this. You let your light shine because you never know when God says, hey, I need you. I need you. I've trusted you, sister. I've seen you let that light shine when it should have been blowed out years ago. I've seen that light shine when everything's come against you, but you still let it shine. And now I need you over here. Brother Riley, I was bragging on you this weekend. And this is the compliment I gave. They said, what kind of boy is Brother Riley? I said, he's the kind that if you've got a daughter, you want her to marry him. That's the kind of compliment I gave. I said, he's a good young man. Known him a long time. They said, is he that good? Has he got a good job? I said, ain't got nothing to do with his job. Am I not telling the truth? Good young man. What made you think that, preacher? What made you say that? I've known him all my life. And the day that him and Hagen Scott got saved, both of them young men has let their light shine. You said, preacher, you ain't never noticed, though. Don't you think I don't notice? Don't you think, Brother Hagen, I don't notice? I may not talk to you all the time. I may not call you up and text you every day, but I sure do watch. Somebody's watching if you're letting your light shine or not. Somebody's letting you watch. Somebody's watching you, keeping an eye on you. And you never know. When they see your good works and they see your light shining and they don't glorify you, but they glorify your Father which art in heaven. They're just giving him praise. They need to see your light shine. Why, preacher? Because if they're thinking about anything that's not of God, they need to see another brother and sister that's shining. They need to see another brother and sister that's been through everything, but they're still shining. They're still letting it shine. He said, preacher, it ain't easy. I've never seen the book where he said it'd be easy. But I did see where he said it'd be worth it. I did see where he said it'd be worth it all one day. As your pastor, please, I beg you tonight, please let your light shine. Not for Union Chapel Baptist Church. Let your light shine for our Father that's in heaven. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you tonight. Father, I thank you so much that you've saved my soul. I thank you that I get to share that on a daily basis. I thank you that you allow all of us to study your word and share it. And the more we share, and the more we study, the more we're going to shine. Because the light gets the darkness out. The light, the word of God, gets that dirtiness out of our life. And we start shining brighter for nobody else but than for you. And Lord, I'm asking you tonight that you guard us here. Guard us. Lord, let our light shine. Let us shine for you. In Jesus' name I ask and I would pray. In no other name but the name of Jesus. And all of God's people say, amen. Love you. Love them.